Dateline America. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News. We'll hear from the official timekeeper of New Year's Eve after this. Dateline America. That's 1987 they're loading on the truck. The Big Apple they'll be dropping in Times Square on New Year's Eve. For 364 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, Tama Starr helps run Artcraft Strauss, the company whose outdoor signs light up Broadway. For 1 minute every December 31st, the minute between 11:59 p.m. and midnight, Tama Starr becomes the world's most important celebrity in a way. She's the official timekeeper of New Year's Eve.
We set our clocks to the station of the National Bureau of Standards in Fort Collins, Colorado. The most accurate time check that you can get. My brother and I set up a shortwave radio on the roof and set our digital wristwatches and also our Mickey Mouse watch. And we use a Mickey Mouse watch because the timekeeper before us, who did the job for 31 years, he swore by Mickey. He said that only Mickey was accurate enough to do this job.
Tama Starr has often asked herself why millions of people crowd into Times Square and stop parties to watch the Big Apple fall. They've done it since 1908, the year her grandfather thought up the idea.
I think the answer is that we're all participating in a pagan ritual. When to celebrate the passing of time, there would be a tower and a celestial device of some kind, and it would be an official throwing off of the old and taking on of the new.
Could it be that the Bureau of Standards, too, has its eye on the ball?
It never occurred to us that the Bureau of Standards might be setting their atomic clock by our ball in Times Square, but it could be.
What must it be like to be there with all eyes fixed on you?
It's really halfway between some sort of high mass and the fall of Saigon.
Tama Starr, the timekeeper of New Year's Eve, celebrity for 1 minute a year. This has been Dateline America. I'm Charles Kuralt, CBS News.